Pengilly. Adam, yeah. Morning to you, mate. How are you?
Research, Jared, research. It's time. It's a man's time.
Exactly right, Adam. I need time. Do you think I just rock up to this program and do nothing?
Just pull the Olympic swan glide out of your back pocket, Laurie. And
yeah, I will, mate. I'll be online in a second.
You know, he's had, what, 4 hours sleep? Straight out of the Matty John show. Did you come and sleep in here?
No, I didn't. No, I jumped in the car and it was very cold this morning. A bit of rain around. But anyway, tell me about tomorrow, Adam, and the Winter Challenge. How's that going to play out at Rosehill?
Yeah, fascinating race, Laurie. If you can tell me who's going to start favouring this Winter Challenge, I'd love to know, because it's almost $5 each of three last night with Tab Order again, Kerwin's Lane, and obviously True Detective as well. Sort of these horses have sort of found their mark around this time of year. It's a fascinating little race. I think Order again, he's busting to win a race again, isn't he? And I just haven't been able to quite break through, but it looks a distinct lack of tempo in this race. So maybe I'd imagine True Detective probably goes forward, even Count of Monte Cristo might sort of punch up from that outside gate. So it's going to be a bit of a muddling run race. And I suppose for punters, the one thing we've got to take into consideration tomorrow is it's probably the driest track we've seen all winter, sort of heading towards maybe a soft five. And I think Nevesh Ramdani said possibly even a good four by jump time if we miss a few of those showers. So we've been working a lot of heavy tracks, sort of soft sevens as well. But tomorrow, we're going to try and get a dry track as possible during the winter.
Trumbull's back at the races as well in the July sprint. What do you think of its chances?
Yeah,
if it jumps well?
Yeah, that's his biggest
sorted that out last prep, though.
He did. He's a head case, isn't he? He always makes a mess of the start and always making it hard for himself and a bit of a mountain to climb. But he only had the one run last campaign and Kim Moore tipped him right out. He wasn't exactly right, obviously. But she's taken the synthetic hoof filler off this time. He's had a couple of trials and looked pretty good. So obviously things are in a lot better order than what they were last preparation. You go back to October last year, horse won the Sydney Stakes, right? Like that's a huge win compared to a field like this when he had to travel wide in that race. So if he's anywhere near his best, I know he's got 61 kilos in this race, giving sort of 7 and 8 kilos to a horse like all-time legend who's still got plenty of upside. But I'll tell you what, I think he's right in this race. And a lot of trial watching going to this race. I think 7 of the 8 runners are all first up. Isaurian's the only horse that's had any race fitness this time in. He was, I suppose, pretty plain, I thought, up down the straight there at Flemington. So, all-time legend, probably a deserved favourite. I thought Trumbull might be the way to play that race on an each-way basis.
I read this morning, Adam. I don't know whether you got an update at all of what's happening, but there's more dramas up there in Queensland at Eagle Farm, is there?
Yeah, it's just a never-ending saga, isn't it, Laurie? The latest is that virtually the Brisbane Racing Club, who obviously have the facilities at their track, but Racing Queensland are responsible for the maintenance of the track, and Brisbane Racing Club are refusing to take the track back over in the handover from Racing Queensland, saying it's not in the state they want it to be. The trainers are up there, are always starting to voice their concerns fairly privately, and some of them are saying it should be ripped up for a third time now. So this has been a saga that just hasn't ended for years and years and years. The question marks are now that the track's just far too firm. A lot of visiting trainers up from Sydney and Melbourne for the Winter Carnival were sort of saying the only reason they got through that Winter Carnival up there was because the Doomben carried another heavy workload and they weren't happy with Eagle Farm. So, listen, I don't know, Laurie. I don't know where this is going to end. Obviously, things are not being grown up there with a premier track in Queensland, and there needs to be a solution very, very fast, I would have suggested.
What do you like?
One bet for me there tomorrow, Jared. Race 3, number 4, Bazooka. I might need my head red tipping a horse that's, 1 from 19. He's got an absolutely horrible strike rate, but I think he finds a nice sort of race there tomorrow. I think he's sort of looking for 1,500 metres. He's got the sort of good form from early in his preparation around horses like Tycoonist as well. So I thought on a drying track, getting out to a distance that might suit him, and from a reasonably middle draw with Keegan Latham riding, on an each-way basis, he might be my bet there tomorrow. So it's race 3, number 4, Bazooka.
What did you make of the footy last night, mate?
The Raiders are back, Laurie.
Yeah, in a row. I loved it because it was nice and tight. There was errors in it, I know, but I thought it was gripping.
Oh, nearly the faders again.
How good was that first half? I know it was nil all, but it was entertaining. It was intriguing. I kept watching. I don't know where it's been for most of the year, Laurie, but I think they're making a late charge for the finals, aren't they, Canberra? And Ricky spoke about in the press comments last night about the grit and determination and how he always knew it was in the club. So even with a couple of key injuries last night, they still got the job done. So, yeah, fascinating game. I loved it much more than the blowouts I've been seeing for most of the year. And I don't know about Parramatta, though, boys. They've got a really tough draw to finish the year as well. I think the other top six teams, they've got to play them all before the end of this regular season. So they'll get to find out exactly where they are. But well done to the Raiders. They're back on track, it seems.
Good on you, mate. Have a good weekend.
You too, boys.
So he likes race 3, number 4, Bazooka. $10 the win, $2.90 the place. Uncle Laurie's tip's been scratched, says the wood duck. Yep, there's a cat. What a shame. Stop whinging about having no time, Loz. Won't win anyway, big fella, says the Slavo Eagle. It's a minute past 7, and the multi is open. We will have the details on the other side of the news.